I know this isn't the first time that you've been to the station since you were a student, but what has changed or what changes have surprised you?
Well, there's no smoke in the halls. There was a lot of smoking going on then, and it was obviously part of the deal. And I didn't smoke, so I was always offended by smoke. That's nice. The history of the building that this is in was, it was sort of creaky to start with. Now it's less creaky and it's much more upgraded. And the radio station broadcasting board doesn't look a thing like it did in the past. I think it's come a long way because I see producers that are women, which is really unusual. There's just no division there anymore. And this was a male domain when I was going to school. I was sort of infiltrating, treated like a specialty person. They put me into pictures just because I was the female. But they were very friendly and happy people. And if I wanted to try something, they would always let me try something. Like I wanted to try using the TV cameras. And usually men did that job, but they put me on a stool and I did it.
What is your single favorite memory from your time at the station?
I was a senior turning 21, and the guys at the station said, oh, let's take you out for a drink. And I thought, oh, yeah, I guess because I didn't drink alcohol and I'm not really adept at that. So they took me to the old Hilltop restaurant, which had a very nice bar. And they started buying me a drink, and they told me all about what was in it and how it was supposed to taste, and I kept tasting things. And they said, now try this one, now try this one. And they were so eager to educate me nicely in drinking. They had no alternative motives that I could detect. We were just having a really good time. The guys were so sweet and very kind. And they got me home to the dorm, and we had hours where we had to be in by 11 p.m. or the house mother would check the dorm rooms. So I got in just before 11, and I was feeling pretty happy and maybe a little dazed. And I was really eager to just hit the hay and put my nightgown on and go to bed when the women in the dorm thrust in upon my room with a big birthday cake and a whole lot of juices and things. And it was not what my stomach wanted to have at the moment. It was quite a shock, and I think I looked pretty funny that night. But it endeared me to the relationship that I had with the other students in the department and how they were willing to help me learn things. So that's a big memory.
All kinds of things,
all kinds,
right?
Of things.
You know, it's nice to hear that some things don't change, right?
Yeah.
You pay attention to the news. Have you sensed a change in how the news is presented or the kind of journalism that's happening?
So at the time, there weren't a lot of local radio shows. There was something called Barter Bureau where you could exchange goods on the radio. There might have been local cooperative extension agents talking about how to sew jeans or how to can something without getting poison. But the extent of news today is so dominated by the national feeds, and it's not being created by the local woman behind the mic unless it's a program that's deliberately specific to your area. So it's really important to know who's writing that. Who are these people that are creating the way that the news is presented? I think it's still the role of NWPB to tell us that. And without NWPB, I think we would be swayed by stations that have more biased positions on topics and things that really don't help our democracy and the future of our country and the growth in the right direction.